Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
This is rather extraordinary. I have never seen anything quite like this happen at the White House Easter egg roll. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. We are so glad to have you with us today. Hope you and your family had a great Easter weekend. Today at the White House, the annual tradition of the Easter egg roll is underway. And as a part of that, typically the president and the first lady will come out and they'll have a little conversation with the children. And it's a great little photo op. It's supposed to be, you know, free from politics. It's just a feel good moment for the White House and for the rest of the country. But today, Joe Biden, he's just not there. As a matter of fact, we've got some audio we're going to play in just a moment. Something is just not right here. You had the first lady earlier on in the program treating the president like he was some sort of a family pet. She was caught on a hot microphone telling her husband, just stay, honey, just stay now. That's a good boy. Unbelievable that she has to tell the leader of the free world when to get up, when to sit down, where to walk, when to stop talking, when to eat. It, folks, I would not have been surprised, and the day is still young. I would not be surprised if Joe Biden is out there actually hanging out with the children trying to roll an Easter egg. So anyway, the president and the first lady are trying to read a storybook together, and here's how bad it is. We all know that the front porch light is on, but nobody is home when it comes to Joe Biden. We know that. We know he's not writing his speeches. We know he's not coming up with all of these policy plans. We know that. We get that. But apparently it's so bad that they won't even let Joe Biden, the president of the United States, read a storybook to Joe, a storybook that has what? Two syllable words? Take a listen.
Okay, so I'm going to quickly read Brown Bear, Brown Bear, so you're all not soaking wet.
And they're not going to let me read it all.
I'll let you, here, you can start us off. Can you, oh, here,
can I
I'll
read
let
backwards?
Read the first page. Go ahead.
Brown Bear, Brown Bear, what do you see? I see a bird looking at me. Now you got it.
Okay. Yellow Duck, what do you see? I see a blue horse looking at me.
Blue horse.
Hold on.
Sweet Lord have mercy, America. I mean, it's almost as if what we were supposed to applaud. Yay, Mr. President. Give the president a cookie. It's unbelievable. This is the leader of the free world. So right there in front of God and country, we've got this video up on our website, toddstearns.com. You've got to check this out. And it was, there are so many crazy stories that happened over the weekend, folks. Where do we want to go? To Ilhan Omar? Do we want to go to the fact that we have terrorists on the watch list that are trying to cross our border? Do we go with Tucker Carlson? And I think we're going to go with Tucker Carlson here. Now, I don't know what's going on at Fox. I do know what's going on at Fox News. They've lost their way. I mean, this is tragic. What I'm about to tell you, I thought was parody. Now, Grace, you compiled the dossier for us today. This is not like some sort of a fake Russian dossier. What we're about to talk about, we've been able to verify.
Oh, yes, through multiple sources.
Including Tucker Carlson's own mouth. which, pardon me, I don't want to talk about any orifices during this conversation. Now, we're going to play this audio for you. And I have a few thoughts about this. There is a change afoot at Fox News. And some of you will think this is for the best. Some of you will think, sweet Lord Almighty, what has happened to Fox News Channel? And they are fair questions. And we're going to try to have that conversation today. I am curious, though, if you've noticed that there's been some sort of a shift, a change of direction in what's coming out of your television screen every night during primetime on Fox News Channel. So Tucker Carlson has this program on Fox Nation. That is the streaming platform. And by the way, they talk about CNN's streaming platform not doing well. Let me just say, they're not the only ones. By the way, I've canceled my subscription to Fox Nation, I don't know, 25, 30 times, and I still get charged monthly. That is part of their financial structure. They're counting on people not being able to cancel their subscriptions to make money off of this thing. So anyway, Tucker Carlson is lamenting the fall of man, as in dudes. And he did a segment on something which I didn't know was a thing. I'm pleading ignorance here. I had no idea this was going on. Maybe some of you know about this, but apparently men in America are now tanning their testicles. And play cut number two. Jeez alone.
If you want to optimize and take it to another level, expose yourself to red light therapy.
Yes.
And the Juve that we were using in the documentary, there's a massive amount
of testicle tanning.
It's testicle tanning, but it's also full body red light therapy, which has massive amount of benefits. And there's so much data out there that isn't being picked up on or covered.
So obviously half the viewers right now are like, what? That's testicle tanning? That's crazy. But my view is, okay, testosterone levels like crash and nobody says anything about it. That's crazy. So why is it crazy to seek solutions?
It's not crazy to seek solutions. And I think I was recently exposed to a term called bromeopathy. And I think there's a lot of people out there right now that don't trust the mainstream information.
Okay. There's a lot to unpack here. Whether you're tanning your private parts, is that really a thing? Are guys doing that? And if you are doing it, I really don't want to hear from you. I don't want to know that. That's between you and your wife and Almighty God. There's this other thing called bromeopathy. I mean, I don't know. What is bromeopathy? By the way, it was interesting that they were having this conversation on real men, and they did a pullout shot, and there was Tucker wearing Italian loafers without socks on. Does that exude man? I don't know. It's just crazy. Look, I will take him to task on one thing that I know to be false. Tucker said about half of the audience is saying, what? No, I would say that's about 90% of the audience. So then in the same segment, they brought in poor Kid Rock. And, you've got to be way out there if you are going to shock Kid Rock.
So our cameraman, Tom Fox, is in your house right now.
He is. Dude, stop. Testicle tanning. Come on. I mean, I haven't heard anything that good in a long time.
Open your mind, Bobby.
I'm starting a punk rock band, and it's called Testicle Tanning. That's the end of it.
I think you'll be massively successful. But, I mean, don't you think at this point, when so many of the therapies, the paths they've told us to take, have turned out to be dead ends that have really hurt people, why wouldn't open-minded people seek new solutions?
I don't know what the hell is going on in this world. I'm not even sure if I understood that question, but some days I just want to stop this planet and let me off.
So the whole point of this, I mean, it was the Rolling Stone described it like this. There are, and this is on Fox News, and there's a point to all of this, so bear with me for just a moment. There are jacked shirtless men wrestling. There are jacked shirtless men chugging raw eggs. There are jacked shirtless men obliterating bottles of canola oil with assault rifles. Ooh. There are jacked shirtless men milking cows. Oh, I saw that part. That's a little creepy. I think I'm going to go lactose intolerant from here on out. There are even jacked shirtless men standing on rocks posing like Leonardo Oh, my God. I just can't go on here. So anyway, the whole argument here is Tucker Carlson is apparently very concerned that men are going the way of the dodo bird and that men are on the verge of extinction. And apparently tanning your private parts and milking cows will somehow make you more manly. I guess that's the point of this. Now, Fox News has been at the forefront of this whole, we've got to declare war on Disney, right? They're like, oh, Disney, it's not family friendly anymore. We've got to ban Disney. You've got to march in the streets. You know, Disney is going to be the end of America as we know it. I'm not sure you can make that argument while asking people to pay money to watch a series on men tanning their private parts. I think there's something that sort of gets lost there in translation. Now, Fox News is going through its own metamorphosis, clearly based on what we're watching here on with Tucker Carlson. But here's a thought, because Tucker has developed this sort of, I don't know, frat boy mentality, which, I mean, he's always had from day one. Do you think he's pranking all of us just on everything? The politics, the war in Ukraine. Is there a legitimate issue? Is there an ideology? Is there something that he truly, truly clings to? Or is this it? Or is he just doing this for the attention? And Fox News signed off on all of this. So is Fox News doing this for the almighty dollar? Are they hoping to attract, I don't know, the Barstool sports crowd? Is that the new crowd they're wanting over at Fox News? But I mean, if you're a family, and I've known over the years, you know, I was with there almost 15 years, and I knew a lot of people who would sit down with their entire family and they would watch Fox News Channel. I'm not sure you can do that anymore unless you want to explain to your kids what the bare-chested guys milking the cows and tanning themselves are doing. And I don't think anybody wants to have that conversation. Let's go to Keith on the talk station. Keith, what's your take on all this?
I'm afraid, Todd, you've made me laugh. And when you threw in the shirtless guys, all I could picture was Vladimir Putin with roasted nuts.
Oh, jeez. Keith, you had to go there. You had to go there. This whole show is now tenuous at best. But Keith, again, I mean, I would expect this from CNN. They do a lot of this kind of stuff, but it doesn't get him anywhere in the ratings. So I'm wondering why is Fox News going down this very odd path?
Well, because they have gotten rid of all of their good commentators, and now they're really fishing.
Well, it's tragic, Keith. It really is. And thanks for the call, Roasted. Oh, sweet Lord. Folks, seriously, I mean, you have a choice to make. I mean, it's either Fox or you've got One American News that's still out there and you've got Newsmax. But I'm just wondering, do you support this guy? I mean, this is a channel that built itself. The foundation was about God and country and family and American sovereignty. I'm not sure it was about tanning. Maybe I'm just wrong here. 844-747-8868. I mean, does this really change your opinion of Fox News? Does this look like a conservative network to you? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Our website is toddstearns.com. And no, we didn't post a video because I'm sorry. That's inappropriate for our page. We're just not going to do that. We have standards. We'll be right back, America.
It's the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Hi there, Todd Starnes here, and I want you to look around, folks. The bad guys have gained way too much ground. Now more than ever, we need to take a stand for the America we love and for the values we share. My friends at AMAC can help you do just that. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. They're standing up for you and for the future of America. AMAC is the conservative voice for mature Americans, and they stand up for the causes that all freedom-loving Americans share. By joining AMAC, you'll combine efforts with over 2.3 million members who share your values, and you'll get exclusive benefits like discounts on travel, cell phone plans, and much more. Go to amac.us/starnes and join or renew today. I'm a proud member, and for just $16 a year, you can be one too. It's time to protect faith, family, and freedom. Join AMAC today by going to amac.us/starnes and take a stand for America. So, again, it goes back to hypocrisy. If you're going to be out there giving all of this airtime to protesting Disney World, then you're going to turn around and you're going to host a special like Tucker Carlson's got? Yeah, I got a problem with that. And I suspect a lot of Fox News viewers, the ones that are left, still do as well. Oh, by the way, speaking of media news, Brian Stelter, the little dwarf king over at CNN, may very well find himself out of a job. There are lots of rumblings that there are going to be mass layoffs. Not the least, and there are many reasons, but one of the big ones, they spent just tens of millions of dollars on this streaming platform that nobody wants to subscribe to. And I know that other cable channels have tried similar things, and they have had similar results. And it makes a lot of sense. Why would you pay for something that you get free on your, you know, with your cable package? Why would you do that? It makes absolutely no sense. Anyway, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are glad to have you with us today. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I've got to salute Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. The governor has been leading a push to reform education. And I hear a lot of Republicans talking about it, but he's one of the few that actually did something about it. And the Florida Department of Education, they have been scouring through the textbooks. What have we been telling folks for years now? You got to get to the public schools. You've got to volunteer, get on those textbook committees, and you got to find out what they're trying to teach our kids. And what did they find out? They found out that over 71% of the math textbooks, 71% included lessons about critical race theory and common core education. 71%. So they're going through and they've got a committee and they are reading through every one of these math textbooks, and they eliminated or rejected 41% of the math books because they had nothing to do with math and everything to do with critical race theory. And I say, good on Governor Ron DeSantis for holding their feet to the fire. The governor says it seems that some publishers attempted to slap a coat of paint on an old house built on the foundation of Common Core and indoctrinating concepts like race essentialism for elementary school students. So I don't know what it was like when you went to grade school. I went to grade school back in the early 1970s. And we had to learn how to add. We had to learn our multiplication tables. We had to learn how to do long-form division. We had to learn how to do fractions. But under this Common Core garbage, they're teaching kids that 2 plus 2 does not necessarily equal 4. And now that you understand what's been happening in math class, they're not teaching the kids how to add or subtract or multiply or divide, which is why you cannot get correct change done at Walmart. It all makes perfect sense now, America. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
trend since November of last year, the stock market has plummeted, but gold has been on the rise. Gas prices are insane. The stock market extremely volatile. Inflation is even worse than it was last year, and now we have a war with Russia and Ukraine that could spread to the rest of the world. The markets do not like instability. The good news, you have options. Gold prices are rising as investors turn to gold for protection. Gold provides a hedge against inflation and protects against a weakening dollar. Legacy Precious Metals is the only company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You need an investment that will protect your wealth and retirement. Be proactive while there's still time. Remember 2008? Those invested in gold saw huge gains while others lost their retirements. Legacy Precious Metals can advise you on all of your options for investing in gold and silver. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals, 866-528-1903, or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we continue to monitor developments coming out of the Easter egg roll at the White House. Just a few moments ago, someone tried to ask the president about Afghanistan and Ukraine, and before the president could respond, the Easter bunny hopped over and ushered President Biden away from the crowd. We're working on getting the video up for you. It's unbelievable what's happening there at the Easter egg roll. So the president, and by the way, there was another piece of audio, and it's not good enough for us to broadcast, but I will share this with you. They're standing up on the Truman balcony, and the president and the first lady's waving to the crowd, and then she turns to the president and says, "Wave, wave." That's what she told the president. He didn't know to wave. It's all very sad. All very sad. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. You folks in Wichita, Kansas, are you familiar with the town of Derby? My understanding is that's a suburb. There's been a big controversy in Derby, Kansas, over the Holy Bible. So the local school there, they have a Bible class where the kids study the good book as literature. It's called Bible as Literature. They have it over at Derby High School. And a former school board or a former city council member by the name of Cheryl Bannon is asking the district's library committee to review the book. She wants the Bible removed from the library. Now, I don't know, Miss Cheryl Bannon, I don't know if she is just a godless heathen atheist, or maybe she's, I don't know, maybe she's a gadfly. I just don't know. But she's got a big problem with the Bible. She says the Bible contains verses about murder and genocide and incest and other mature topics. So here's the deal, folks. She's upset because some of these books that are advancing certain lifestyle agendas are being removed from public school libraries because they're inappropriate for that age. And her argument is, well, if you're going to take away the books that encourage children to have, I don't know, LGBT love affairs or heterosexual love affairs, if you're going to do that, you've got to ban the Bible too. She was especially upset when the school board's library committee removed the absolutely true diary of a part-time Indian. That book included profanity, sexual themes, and slurs related to mental disabilities. The 12-member library committee met for nearly 2 hours, and ultimately they opted not to remove the biblical literature elective or its materials. Officials said various editions of the Bible have also been donated to school libraries and remain on shelves. Well, good for the school leaders there in Derby, Kansas. Ed Belson teaches the Bible course, serves on the library committee. So the class focuses on the influence of the Bible as one of the foundational writings of Western literature. Not only that, the best-selling book of all time. of all time. Similarly, students in other courses learn about Greek and Roman mythology. Quote, if nothing else, they get exposed to a great book that far too many people have very strong opinions about and have never read. That's true of so many banned books. Belson said his students are assigned to read only 149 of the Bible's more than 1,100 chapters. The course includes some violent passages, such as the story of Cain and Abel. He said the majority of verses cited in the challenge are not even covered in the course. Quote, even Romeo and Juliet is controversial because of suicide. But what I tell the kids on day one is, don't follow these guys. They're a terrible example. So there you go. You know, back in 2019, when I wrote Culture Jihad, oh, how the so-called conservatives, and many of them over at Fox News, probably some who are right now tanning their testicles, oh, they laughed at me. They mocked me. That book is over the top. You know what I wrote in there? I wrote in the book, Culture Jihad, that one day, very soon, there will come a time when the cancel culture mob will come after the Holy Bible. That's what I said. So I can only hope, and I don't want to tell the people tanning their private parts, I told you so. But I told you so, America. I told you so. What a crazy story out of the great state of Kansas. Jeez-a-loo, America. All right, can we talk about Ilhan Omar? This crazy story. So Ilhan Omar, over the weekend, Easter weekend, the congresswoman from Minnesota decides she's going to take a cheap shot at Christians. Now, here's what you need to know about Ilhan Omar. She is a practicing Muslim, and she is an American citizen, but she was a refugee. She came from Somalia, and her family fled that war-torn third world hellhole and came to America. And what did we do? We opened up our arms and we welcomed the Omar family into this great nation. And she was able to be taken care of. She was provided for. The family was embraced like refugees from all over the world that are coming to America. They're not going to Somalia. They're coming to America, the greatest country on the face of the earth. And what has Ilhan Omar done? She has resented us from day one. She takes our charity. She takes our good fortune. She takes all of our hospitality, and she thumbs her nose at us. And she does, and she's still doing that. She got elected to Congress, and she is still thumbing her nose at all the rest of us. This refugee who found safety and security and, quite frankly, the American dream in the United States of America. So anyway, she shared a video on social media. And the video shows, and we don't have any context here. TMZ seems to have a little background info. But all we know is there's a big jetliner filled with people. Nobody's wearing a mask. Nobody's wearing a mask. And you've got a guy, and he's got a guitar, and he's playing the guitar. And clearly, this is some sort of a church group or, I don't know, some sort of a mission trip. Something is going on. I think we've even got some of the audio. Let's take a listen. All right, so there you go. That was the singing, not very good, but they were singing on board a jetliner, and we don't know if this was a charter flight. We don't know if the worship people got permission from the flight attendants or the captain of the airplane to perform and to entertain the masses. We don't know, but it doesn't matter because Ilhan Omar wanted to share that video to stick it to all of you Christians out there. And here's what she wrote. I think my family and I should have a prayer session next time I'm on a plane. How do you think that'll end? Well, I have a couple of thoughts about that. And bear with me. And I'm slowing it down just so all the Media Matters and Human Rights Campaign goons that are living in their mother's basement taking notes on this program get what I'm about to say correctly. So she's talking about, well, how do you think it would end if we had a Muslim prayer session on a plane? Well, let's look back in history, and I want to take us back to September 11th, 2001, the last time there was a corporate Muslim prayer session on board American jetliners. And what happened that day? Well, two big towers in New York City came crashing down, as did a chunk of the Pentagon, and more than 3,000 people died. I mean, she's asking the question. I'm not quite sure why she's asking that question, but she asked the question. But I don't think anything would have happened. I mean, if she and her family want to pray on a flight, you know what? She's got the freedom to do that in America. She doesn't have that freedom back in the home country, where at this very moment, Christians have to live in fear of being slaughtered. You want to talk about a genocide? There's been a genocide being waged against Christians in Somalia for decades now. And by the way, that country is, what, 99% Muslim. So I'm not sure why she was trying to pick a fight here. Yes, I know she's a bigot, but still, even bigots are somewhat respectful of the holidays. By the way, over the weekend, and I don't know if you guys picked up on this, but there's a school out there, and they were mocking Christians, and they were saying things that we cannot even repeat on the radio about the Easter season and about the sacrifice that Christ made on the cross. You had Saturday Night Live, and they were out there mocking Jesus as well. Then you've got Ilhan Omar mocking these Christians singing on the jetliner. You know what's interesting? They never go after the Muslims, do they? They don't. I mean, Jews, Christians, yeah, we're fair game. But they always leave the Muslims alone. They never. They think they're so clever mocking the Christians. But they don't target the Muslims. And I'm curious to know why. I have a suspicion. It's a bombshell of a suspicion. It's an explosive suspicion. But I have a suspicion why the media, why academics, why the left, they'll always attack and mock and marginalize Christians and Jews, but they will never, ever target the Muslims. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
In November of 2020, the Democrats were up to no good. They were planning to pull off the greatest scheme of election fraud never before seen. They didn't think we would catch them, but we did. Find out what they did and how they did it in the new documentary film called 2000 Mules. Directed and narrated by renowned filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza and executive produced by Salem Media Group with research from TrueTheVote.org. 2000 Mules tells the story of the ones who tried to hijack a presidential election. You'll see the actual video surveillance tapes. You'll see how he tracked their cell phones to box after box as they got paid to carry out this illegal scheme. Watch the movie and decide for yourself. Attend a limited release premiere of 2000 Mules on May 2nd or May 4th. And check your local listings and get your tickets today at 2000mules.com. That's the number 2000mules.com. Again, 2000mules.com.
All right, folks, good to have you back with us. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly vetoed a bill that would have protected biological girls in athletics. And the whole point of the legislation was to ensure that they're not forced to play alongside a boy who thinks he's a girl. And the governor says, yeah, we're not going to do that. We're going to let boys who identify as girls beat the living daylights out of these girls on the athletic field. Alliance Defending Freedom are good friends, and they're standing up for biological women all over America. They say by vetoing this bill, Governor Kelly has chosen for the second time to reject fairness in sports for thousands of women and girls in Kansas. When biological differences are ignored, women and girls bear the brunt of the harm. The incidence of males dominating girls' athletic competitions when competing as females is increasing nationwide as they seize championships and shatter longstanding female track records. But at least the Kansas legislature, I mean, at least they took a stand for female athletes. You know, I'm curious, there are a lot of moms and dads listening to this program, and you've got girls, you've got daughters who are playing sports. And would you allow them to play on a team or play against a team that had boys who identified as girls? Last week, we told you the story about Guam High School. So they've got a boy who identifies as a girl on the female rugby team, and they were playing another team, and that guy went out there and just obliterated the girls. According to the local reports, at least three of the girls had to be taken off the field. They suffered injuries at the hands of this man. And that's what they are. I mean, we've got to start. You may say, okay, well, Todd, that's just, you're transphobic. You've got to start calling these people by the genders they identify with. No. That's not how it works, folks. That's not how it works. God made male and female. That's it. But I'm telling you, we're only going to be in for more stories like Guam High School, where you will have young ladies that are competing in other sports, and there are contact sports out there, and you're going to have more biological girls getting hurt. And it's going to get to a point where moms and dads are going to lay down the law and say, we're not going to let you, Susie or Sally or whatever, we're not going to let you go out onto that field and compete with the boys. We're just not going to do that. Got to pay attention here, folks. It's going to get very ugly in the coming days. And I really don't know why the L or the G component, I don't know why they won't stand up and speak out. You've got the log cabin Republicans, and even they are standing up for people like Governor Ron DeSantis and the legislation that he's putting forward to stop a lot of this sex indoctrination in the classrooms. But the position of this radio program is we don't think they need to be teaching kindergartners anything about sex, straight or gay. That's how we roll here on this program. All right, coming up in just a little while, it is tax day. Jeez, oh, I already had to send my check in for the government. Tax day, our good friend Art Alley from Timothy Plan is going to be here, and he'll give us some good advice on how to wrap up our taxes. Also, Dean Cain is going to drop by, good friend of this program, and he's got a new movie coming out, and we're going to talk to him about that as well. And we're also going to be taking your calls throughout the day, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Again, our website, and if you haven't already done so, you need to get yourself signed up for our daily newsletter as well as our podcast, both free of charge and available at toddstarns.com. All right, stick around, everybody. We've got hour two coming up. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Well, our good friend Mike Lindell is back at it again. Hello, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes. Mike Lindell not only created the best pillow, but now he's created the best towel in the world. That's right. Mike Lindell found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. And they're all made with USA cotton. They come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Get this, folks. You're going to get a six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths made with USA cotton, soft yet absorbent. Normally $109.99, now just $39.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 for these great radio specials. That's 800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Good to have you with us today. Hope things are going well wherever you might be across the nation. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. All right. By the way, coming up, I want to share some information with you about a big event coming up here in the Memphis area. It is a National Conservative Conference, the Culture Engagement Summit, coming up April 30th. In Memphis, among some of the speakers, Mark Meadows, Senator Rick Scott, Senator Marsha Blackburn, myself, and our good friend Pastor Robert Jeffress, among many others. And we would love for you to attend. If you'd like information, go to our live show blog. We have a link there. You can also go to citizensforamericafoundation.com. It's going to be a one-day event addressing cultural issues that are impacting America, and we want you to be a part of this great gathering. Well, I want to go down to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always an honor to have with us from the great state of Georgia, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Congresswoman, good to have you back on the show.
Hi, good afternoon, Todd. How are you doing?
You know, I'm doing well, and I wanted to get your take on this crazy post that Ilhan Omar put out over the weekend about these Christians singing on board a jetliner.
Oh, yes, I saw that. Well, you know, I retweeted her today because she was saying, what if my family started praying on the airplane? And I was jokingly saying, is that like when you meant, you know, when some people did something? You know, what exactly are you referencing there, Ilhan? You know, it's kind of sick, actually, for her to attack Christianity and attack people on the airplane. But, you know, that's who she is. That's typical of her.
I mean, especially when she is a refugee from a nation where Christians literally have to hide. Otherwise, they're going to be slaughtered by the Muslim leaders that currently rule and control Somalia.
Oh, of course. But Christianity is under attack, Todd. It truly is, not only all over the world, but definitely here in America. I mean, it all started when they removed prayer from school, which I believe is the complete, you know, downfall. Look at how kids are being attacked today with the awful things that they're teaching in school. Complete sexual immorality, you know, down to basically grooming from Disney. So you can see the decline, but, you know, now it's just open warfare where they attack Christians in the open. Even a congresswoman that should be grateful to be an American actually serving in the United States Congress.
You know, Marjorie, Breitbart News has a piece up. There's a congressman, an outgoing congressman from Michigan, Fred Upton. They're reporting on his comments he made on Meet the Press. And he says it's going to be hard to govern if Republicans don't win 230 seats in the House in the upcoming midterms. And he's already faulting you, and he's blaming conservatives like yourself for and saying that you're not part of a governing majority. What say you to that?
You know, I saw that, and it really made me laugh because it made me ask, well, what type of governing is Fred Upton talking about? Is he talking about the same type we saw in the last Republican majority and when Paul Ryan was Speaker of the House? And was that the same type of governing that did not fund the border wall and didn't get it built under the first 2 years under President Trump? Or is he talking about the same type of Republican governing that did not end abortion in America? They actually funded Planned Parenthood. Or is this the same type of Republican governing that could not even repeal Obamacare, let alone replace it? So it really did make me laugh when I read that, but I'm glad he recognized my influence in Congress, especially among conservatives, because for me, Todd, it's all about standing up and fighting for what Americans really believe and what the people of my district want. And they don't want a government that has them in debt over $30 trillion. They don't want a government that refuses to secure our border, finish and build a wall, and then deport illegal aliens that break in our country and come here illegally. You know, so, yeah, you know what? Fred Upton can say whatever he wants, but the American people are really sick and tired of Republicans like Fred Upton.
And it goes all the way back. You know, speaking of Michigan, I watched a god-awful show on Showtime last night called The First Ladies. And that's a fictionalized account of Michelle Obama, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Betty Ford. And what struck me about that, Marjorie, is it was a reminder of how liberal the Republican Party once was and how Jerry Ford embraced as his running mate, as his vice president, a pro-abortion Republican. So this is, you know, when we talk about Rockefeller Republicans, we're talking about radical Republicans who, quite frankly, are Democrats with an R behind their name.
Oh, that is so true. And, you know, we really should talk about the identity of the Republican Party because it's been very disconnected from their voters for a long, long time. And that's why we've had this slow slide in America where you can hardly recognize our country anymore. I mean, it's crisis after crisis after crisis, and the Democrats are really good at using crises. But the whole reason why we have all these crises is because Republicans never stood up and stopped any of it. As a matter of fact, a lot of times they're partnering with Democrats and helping it happen. So, yeah, there's plenty of Republicans like Fred Upton and many others who are really just Democrats with an R beside their name because they're honestly, you know, completely no different. But I think that Republicans are in for a rude awakening. If they don't get it right this time, Republican voters may not give us another chance. And that's why it's so important for the Republican Party to figure out their identity and learn that, look, most Republican voters are fed up with the games that are constantly played in Washington. And they are. It's time for a Republican Party that actually does the things they say they're about.
You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And Marjorie, I laugh every time I hear somebody ask you, well, what is your, you know, how is your relationship with the Republican leadership? You know what? Who cares? What matters is your relationship with the constituents back in your home district.
Oh, of course. But, you know, here's the thing, Todd, and you know, I've been in business many, many years, so I understand relationships, and relationships are very important. I have good relationships, you know, not only with Republicans in Congress because I'm willing to have conversations with them, whether we're in agreement or not, but I have fantastic, incredible support from the good people back here at home in Georgia, and that is what matters most. I work for them. I didn't get hired by leadership in Congress.
One final note here. You were tweeting over the weekend about Hunter Biden's laptop. It's about to be released. What can we expect to learn?
Well, you know, there's a lot to learn from that, and I think it's going to be shocking. I've been talking to some people that are very familiar with it, that have looked at it, and if everything is true from what they're saying, then it's worse than anyone imagined. But really, the whole point of it is, Todd, people have known what's on that laptop for a long, long time, and there's been very, very many people that have helped cover it up and have kept it hidden from the American people and have not prosecuted the real crimes that exist there. And that is what is so shameful to me. But I think it's time to hold everyone accountable in this. And it's not just Hunter Biden. It's very much Joe Biden. That's why I introduced articles of impeachment on Joe Biden day one of his inauguration as president, because we already know that he is guilty of corruption, that he is compromised by his son, Hunter Biden, and the American people are paying a price for it right now. And so I believe Joe Biden must be impeached, but I also believe we have to hold accountable every single person who knew about what was on that laptop and were in positions to do something about it, and they failed, and then they played a big part in the cover-up. That involves a lot of media. That involves a lot of social media companies. That involves law enforcement officials. That involves a lot of people. And so I think when this all comes out, and it's very soon, it's very, very soon going to come out. And I think it blows my mind that this was even ever allowed to happen. Blows my mind that Joe Biden is our president.
The great MTG on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Always good hearing from you. Great insight. We appreciate you coming on the program today.
Oh, thank you so much, Todd, and thank you for fighting for conservatives and our Christian values. I always appreciate you.
Well, thank you for that. All right, everybody, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and we have links to all of her platforms over on the live show blog. Before we go, I want to go to Ruth here in just a second. I want to circle back to this show I watched over the weekend. I'm a sucker for these history type shows. I just love that kind of stuff. And Showtime announced they were launching a new series called The First Lady, and it takes a fictionalized look at Eleanor Roosevelt. You've got Betty Ford, and then Michelle Obama, and Viola Davis plays Michelle Obama, and she is being brutalized in social media for her portrayal of Michelle Obama. And everybody is upset because it's really a caricature, and they have Michelle Obama, every single scene, she's got the pursed lips. And people were going bonkers over this, and they can't accuse her of racism because Viola Davis is black, and she thought that she was doing a good job of her impression of Michelle Obama. But let me say this, the Barack Obama came out even worse. And so here's what we learned from Michelle Obama. She's got a foul mouth, dirty mouth. She dropped the N-word. She dropped the C-word. And clearly, based on the relationship dynamics, she wears the pants in that relationship. And I've got more to say on this, and especially about Betty. I thought the Betty Ford portrayal was spot on accurate. But it was a reminder of how liberal the Republicans were until Ronald Reagan came along. I want to go to Ruth real quick in Tulsa, Oklahoma. She wants to weigh in on Ilhan Omar. Hey, Ruth, what's on your mind?
Hi. You know, I was listening to you talk about her complaining on the plane about people praying or singing Christian faith. This is a Christian country. And it reminded me of what bothered me so much about George W. Bush, even before the revelation of what a globalist he is. All the time that the media, different people accused him or said things about, he never spoke up. He let it go by like it never happened. And I think that is a real misnomer and a misunderstanding of Christianity. If people think that the higher road to take is to never address your critics, I don't believe you make a lifestyle of it. But when things that are important to you, core values, are attacked or challenged, you have every obligation and duty to speak up and to defend it. And in Proverbs, I think 28, it says, you know, those who agree with those who break the law, goes, the wicked break the law, well, the righteous need to contend with them. We need to contend for our faith. We need to contend for our values. We need to contend for our founding. If people are going to challenge it. And, you know, and to me, anybody like her that would come into a country and disrespect it, that should be her ticket out. I hold a dinner party. People come into my home. They start to disrespect my children or my property or become very critical. I invite them to leave. nicely, of course, but I invite them to leave. And when people come here, when I worked in New York, I would meet a lot of different Muslims, you know, and I'd ask their lives and whatever. You know, if you came here to become an American, to be part of our nation, I hope your kids go to Ivy League schools, make great lifestyles for themselves, and you have a ton of grandkids. I hope you have a great life.
Live the American dream, Ruth. That's what it's all about. And again, that would not happen in any other form of government. And I'm with you, Ruth. I truly believe that we are a Christian nation. And under the values and teachings of Judeo-Christian philosophy, you can be a Muslim and practice your faith here. You can be Buddhist. You don't even have to. You can be an atheist. But that doesn't happen in other countries. So you're right. If she's got a problem with this country, Delta is ready when she is. And as we say in back in Tennessee, don't let the door hit you or the good Lord split you. Ruth, God bless you. We've got to skedaddle for a break here at 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Look, there's a long line of people trying to come into this country legally, and I'm sure we've got a couple of folks that would be more than happy to take Ilhan Omar's spot. We'll be right back, America.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
All right, so now apparently they're using the bunny rabbit to keep President Biden away from reporters and away from the crowd. And there is a furious debate raging on Twitter right now. Who's inside the bunny outfit? Is it Susan Rice? Is it Little Red Lion Hood? I mean, is she? We don't know. But whoever it is, they're under strict orders. Don't let anybody near Joe Biden. Don't let anybody ask the guy any questions. It's unbelievable. You know what would be hilarious, though? What if Joe Biden was watching Tucker Carlson's show the other night? What if there's something very strange on top of the White House roof at high noon with the sun beating down? So if you missed it, they're not letting Biden read to the children. You had Jill Biden. She's telling the president when and when not to wave. She's telling him to stay. Stay, boy. Stay. Stay. Good boy. Here's a doggy treat. She's treating him like a family pet. And then I guess they were concerned, and there has been some concern, that Biden just can't read. He has a hard time with words and so they thought maybe he was going to stumble through the storybook. So they let him read a couple of lines, and then that was it. And the first lady, the wife, the missus, took the book away from the president.
Okay, so I'm going to quickly read Brown Bear, Brown Bear, so you're all not soaking wet.
And they're not going to let me read at all.
I'll let you, here, you can start us off. Can you,
can I read backwards?
Go ahead.
Brown bear, what do you see? I see a bird looking at me. Now you got it.
Okay. Yellow duck, what do you see? I see a blue horse looking at me.
Blue horse.
Hold on.
Was that an emergency alert system going off in the background? What the heck was that? So anyway, he got the brown bear, brown bear. I wonder how long it took him to practice that. How long do you think it took for the president to master that just brief bit of dialogue there? It's just, it's sad. It's laughable. It's horrifying because we're on the verge of some sort of a war with the Russians. This is nuts, ladies and gentlemen. 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Stick around.
This is Claudia's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
I had just moved to a new city and barely even knew where the grocery store was yet. When my car wouldn't start one morning, I didn't know who to ask about local shops. But I remembered a name from back home, O'Reilly Auto Parts. I called and they pointed me to a great mechanic just down the street. Now I feel a little more at home.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Patty in North Carolina, WSIC, the great affiliate there. Hey, Patty, what's on your mind?
Well, I think I can figure it out who's in the bunny suits. I believe Hunter and Kamala.
Oh, you think so? It's either Hunter Biden or Kamala Harris.
Yeah, I believe, well, this, you know, the one has glasses on, so I would say that's a male rabbit.
Well, well, that could be, you could be onto something here, Patty.
we're always looking for, you know, what Trump would always say at his rallies, where's Hunter? Well, now we know where he's at. He's hopping around the White House.
I love it. I did see the bunny look like he was trying to snort something. So I may have been mistaken.
No, you know what? That's exactly right. And him reading that book, I mean, how embarrassing can this White House is so embarrassing. It's terrible.
I mean, just think about it, Patty. I mean, you've got the leader of the free world being literally told by his wife when to wave to people, when to sit, when to stand, what to say, what to read. You wonder who is really calling the shots here.
I don't know, but I do, like I said, it's scary. I mean, it's you know, he's run, I don't know. And you know, I seen that thing with the Saudi Arabian, doing the comedy thing against with Kamala and him. And that Saudi Arabia never does anything like that.
That's true. It's a great point you raise. Patty, good hearing from you and great advice. Great guest there. Patty says Hunter Biden or Kamala Harris might be under the bunny suit. By the way, another interesting story we're looking at here. Kay Ivey, the governor of Alabama, is really getting under the skin of Democrats. Cut number four, please.
I'm Kay Ivey. If Joe Biden keeps shipping illegal immigrants into our states, we're all going to have to learn Spanish. My message to Biden, no way, Jose. That's why I sent National Guard troops to protect the southern border. And that's why we banned sanctuary cities in Alabama. The left can try to counsel me, I don't care. But here in Alabama, we're going to enforce the law.
No way, Jose. So Maxine Waters is very upset with the governor of Alabama.
Well, let me just say this. This is plain racist ignorance in your face. And so when you talk about responding, it's more like ignoring and keeping up the fight against racism and discrimination and making sure that we do everything that we can to get those who are elected out of office, elect progressive people. We don't have time to deal with that kind of stupidity and that kind of ignorance. And so it is absolutely shameful that in this day and age that we have people who think like that, who speak like that, and who have access to the resources to purchase a kind of ads to just literally spill that kind of mess across our screens.
Maxine Waters is a low-class thug. That's all she is, a low-class thug. She's the one that got out there in the streets telling all of these leftists to go and harass and bully all of the Trump supporters, get in their faces, absolutely harass them. How many Trump supporters have been bloodied and beaten and left in the streets because of what Thug Waters said in Los Angeles at that big meeting a few years back? How many? Good for you. Good for you, Kay Ivey. You keep those ads coming. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, as we mentioned, today is tax day, and depending on where you live, you have to work about 99 or so days a year just to pay your taxes in this country. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always an honor to have with us our friend Art Alley, the founder of the Timothy Plan. Art, I would say happy tax day, but there's really nothing happy about this day.
You said a mouthful, man. I love that clip from Maxine Waters. That is proof positive that vote fraud's alive and well in America. I don't know how those people keep getting elected. Anyway, it is tax day, but, you know, you and I, we're just not paying our fair share, because our fair share ought to be all of it, according to those people.
Well, it's true, Art, and it frustrates me as a business owner. It frustrates me as someone who has had some level of success in life. We're being punished. I mean, that's all it is, all there is to it. We're being punished for being successful, and sooner or later, that's going to come back and bite everybody in the behind.
Well, you know, it's right out of the Marxist playbook, and how in the world anybody with any sense of history at all can follow that nonsense, because it has never worked. It can never work. You cannot take money away from productive people, give it to unproductive people, before productive people start saying, you know, what the heck am I working so hard for? You ain't seen nothing yet, man. They got serious plans of increasing this burden, the load, and something like 87,000 new IRS agents.
They're coming
after doing in their spare time.
No, they're coming after all of us. Art Alley, yeah, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Art, it really has been such a time as this moment, I think, for Timothy Plan. You guys have, from day one, have been encouraging Christians to invest in companies that are not supporting horrible things like abortion, pornography, human trafficking. And here you have moms and dads, many churches, Christian groups going down and supporting Disney and all their various entities and companies. You know, this is what it means to make a hard decision. It quite frankly should be an easy decision, but they're going to have to start making some tough choices.
Well, man, you said a mouthful, Todd, and I appreciate your continually challenging people. Step up and do the right thing. You know, we outnumber these idiots substantially. If those who claim to have traditional values would simply align them with every decision they make in life, these crazies, including corporate America, would fall into line, and America could change overnight, because it's always about the money. And, you know, I've got a new favorite saying, Todd, and it's all these companies are going woke, which is another term for ultra-liberal Marxist activities. And so go woke, go broke. If we would stop frequenting these companies, they would start feeling the pain and start understanding, you know, it's time for corporations to get back to doing things in the best interest of their shareholders, and that's operate efficiently, make profits, and stay out of this woke social tidal wave that seems to be overtaking America, but it's only a small group. You know, we outnumber them. If we would just do the right thing, America could get back on track overnight.
I love what you said. You were on Huckabee recently, and you just laid it out there. Quit investing in companies and corporations that want to destroy us. I mean, it really is that simple, Art.
Well, it really is, Todd, but, you know, the average person really doesn't know where they're invested. We can help them. Just call us. We'll tell you. You tell us your fund, we'll tell you how much money you got invested in companies that are aggressively supporting and funding abortion and pornography and all these other things that are tearing America apart. why would you want to own shares in them if you don't have to? And that's what makes us a little different from the rest.
TimothyPlan.com, ladies and gentlemen, TimothyPlan.com. We have a direct link in our live show blog over on the website, TimothyPlan.com. Art, you have this great little device you guys use called the Evaluator. I want you to tell everybody about this great tool.
Well, right, and that's what I was kind of referring to. If anybody wants to call us or ask your advisor, your financial advisor to call us, we can tell you every fund in existence, how much money each one has invested in companies that fail the abortion and pornography and all the other screens that we find out these companies are really involved in. So you can know now. It really peels back the onion and exposes where this money's being invested, and it's not being invested in our best interest in way too many cases.
Indeed. All right, Art, we always love having you on the program. And folks, I hope you take advantage of this great opportunity you have to check out your investments. And it's worth just doing, look, just like you go to the doctor for a checkup, what better way to make sure that you're not funding incidentally some of these horrible things by getting your investments checked up on. And that's what Art and his great team at Timothy Plan can do. Art, God bless you, and look forward to having you back on the show soon.
Hey, man, keep up the good work. We sure appreciate you, Todd. Thanks.
All right.
God bless.
Art Alley, everybody, great American patriot, good godly Christian man, too. TimothyPlan.com. That's TimothyPlan.com. You know, Art was not kidding when he was talking about what the Biden administration is doing. The IRS is ramping up their surveillance of us under the Biden administration. This goes all the way back to something Obama did, and he was very, very effective in targeting conservative groups, Tea Party groups, pro-life groups. They even went after Billy Graham, Lois Lerner, when she ran the IRS. And it's a pretty despicable thing, but a lot of us got caught up in Obama's dragnet, and we had to pay for attorneys, we had to pay for accountants, we got audited. I mean, they were coming after all of us, including a lot of people over at Fox News. Well, Biden wants to ramp that up again. He is boosting the IRS budget by over $80 billion to go after wealthy Americans and corporations. This is not coming from Fox News. This is a CNBC report. Biden's proposal comes as the IRS struggles with the volume and complexity of returns. Between 2010 and 2020, they lost more than 33,000 employees. The measure would also increase IRS staffing. They anticipate that would bring in $700 billion in additional revenue. In other words, they're coming after us. They're going to stick it to us. It's crazy. So you better pay attention to this, folks. Elections have consequences. Talk about the deep state. Yeah, the deep state ground zero is the Internal Revenue Service. All right, look, we've got to take a quick break here and pay some bills. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, we talk a lot here in our Liberty University studio about investments, gas prices, insane, stock market, volatile, inflation. It's worse than since what? 40 years ago? Gold prices, though, are rising, and that is great news. Investors are turning to gold for protection. Gold actually provides you a hedge against inflation and protects against a weakening dollar. And there's only one place that I turn to for investing in gold and silver. That's our good friends over at Legacy Precious Metals. You need an investment that's going to protect your wealth and retirement. And that's why I want you to call Legacy Precious Metals today. I'm going to give you the phone number, so get something to write this down. Legacy Precious Metals. Be proactive while you still have time. Just remember what happened when everything collapsed in 2008. If you had gold, you're fine. You saw huge gains, but a lot of people lost their retirements, and I don't want you to do that. Legacy Precious Metals. You can speak to an IRA expert right now, 866-528-1903. They're standing by right now to talk with you, 866-528-1903. You can also download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Folks, we're getting some breaking news, and I want to share this with you. We're still reading through the court decision, and it's a doozy. But a federal judge has just declared that the mask mandate for all jetliners, for all airplanes, for all trains is unconstitutional and is a violation of the law. Now, this is great news for all of you who travel, and we're going to have more on this after the top of the hour news break. I will say this, that the judge who made the decision, Judge Catherine Kimball Mazzelli, appointed to the bench by none other than Donald John Trump. So God bless you, Mr. President, and God bless Judge Mazzelli for making this important decision. Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, the jetliners are free at last. Oh, this is going to be a great, you know what's going to happen? Somebody needs to do a welfare check on Ilhan Omar, because right now, I guarantee you, there are thousands of passengers singing worship songs on board airplanes at this very moment. They're not even Christians. They're singing Amazing Grace. People are probably hugging each other. The flight attendants are weeping, and they hated their jobs because they were mask police on behalf of the CDC. A bunch of freaking Nazis. You can quote me on that. So anyway, the judge says, and I'm reading here from the ruling that the CDC exceeded its authority under the law. Quote, it is indisputable that the public has a strong interest in combating the spread of COVID-19. In pursuit of that end, the CDC issued the mask mandate. But the mandate exceeded the CDC's statutory authority, improperly invoked the good cause exception to notice and comment rulemaking, and failed to adequately explain its decisions. Because our system does not permit agencies to act unlawfully, even in pursuit of desirable ends, the court declares unlawful and vacates the mask mandate. And you know what? I'm surprised we haven't gotten any 911 calls from Memphis International. Well, people are like, you know, what they did in the feminist movement during the 1970s, where the women started taking off their bras and they were burning their bras. They could at this very moment at Memphis International be burning their face masks. Burn those burkas, baby. Burn, baby, burn. This is going to be so great. Mainly because I've got a couple of airline flights coming up in a couple of weeks. And I used to enjoy air travel, but because of the mask mandates, you just dread it. And the problem is not necessarily the southern flight attendants, because they get it. They're like Americans. It's the ones from California and New York, and they're like little mask Nazis. And I'll never forget the last time I was on a flight. I was sleeping peacefully. I was wiped out. I was exhausted. And the next thing I know, some woman is shaking me, and I jolt awake, and it's like this frightening woman with a New York accent. Your mask is down. Your mask is down. Pull your mask up. Jeez, Alou. All right, so celebrate, ladies and gentlemen. That is the breaking news of the hour. 844-747-8868. That's our number. We'll take your calls coming up next.
Live From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are following some breaking news coming out of Florida, and this ought to put a smile on everyone's face. A federal judge appointed to the bench, by the way, by President Donald Trump, has just ruled that the mask mandate for airplanes and trains is unconstitutional. Now, we don't have a lot of information right now. The ruling itself is about 59 pages. Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell, who is a U.S. district judge, says the mandate was unlawful because it exceeded the authority of the Centers for Disease and Control. And also because it, and hold on just a moment here, let me pull this up so you can read it. And also because its implementation violated administrative law. So there were two components of this. Now, according to CNN, it's unclear how quickly the ruling will be implemented. I'm assuming the emails have already gone out. I mean, if I'm heading up Delta or American Airlines or JetBlue, I'm sending emails out right now telling everybody to take off the face diapers. It's also unclear if the Justice Department will attempt to block the ruling and file an appeal. Now, last week, the CDC extended the mask mandate through May 3rd. The mask requirement applies to trains, airplanes, and other forms of public transportation. It has been in effect since the pandemic, the early days of the pandemic, going all the way back to 2020. So I'm curious, ladies and gentlemen, what happens if the Biden administration says we're going to appeal this? We're going to try and block the ruling. This could go quite quickly to the Supreme Court. And if it does, it makes one wonder, how will the conservative justices vote on this? I mean, one of the more devastating, and you know the Biden administration is thinking about this. They need this to be legal because this is how they control us. So the Biden administration could take this to the next level, but they've got a problem of their own. Joe Biden's polling numbers are in the toilet among everybody, Republicans, Democrats, independents. They're up to their necks in water here. So the Biden administration could be making a political decision here as well. And the question they've got to face, okay, well, a lot of our constituents, a lot of Democrats, they hate wearing those masks just as much as the Republicans do. So maybe, just maybe, we ought to let this one slide. This is going to be interesting to see how Biden moves here on this, because he's got to be strategic. Now, they want the Supreme Court to eventually rule that the CDC can step in and they can make law. They can override local and state and even the federal government during these health crises. The Biden administration is very supportive of that. But at the same time, they're also pragmatist, and they know they're in hot water. They know that inflation, the economy, is only getting worse. And do they really want to go down that path of just irritating all of their constituents by forcing them to mask up inside these airports and these train stations? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And we'll be taking your calls to that. I'm curious, if you're at the airport listening to this program, we would love to hear from you. I'd like to know what people are doing inside the airport terminals right now as word begins to leak out about the ruling. I want to go back, though, to Alabama Governor Kay Ivey. she's sort of been under the radar with us. I mean, she's doing a pretty decent job, I think, in Alabama. And here lately, she's been calling out these Democrats. And quite frankly, she does not care. And it goes back to an ad that she produced, a couple of months back, where she pulled the bless your heart on Joe Biden. This is cut number 8.
Growing up, my mom and dad told us, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. Well, here's what I have to say about Joe Biden.
What you gonna say?
Alabama's one and only, Kay Ivey.
Poor Joe. Bless his heart.
I love you, Kay Ivey. And what a great Southern accent. Can I just get off on a tangent for a moment? You know, one of the problems in the southern states right now, there just aren't a lot of people with good southern accents anymore. You get all these people moving in, and they want to homogenize the language. I just find it boring. I love hearing accents like Kay Ivey's, and remember Haley Barber back in the day. He had the best Mississippi accent of all Mississippi accents.
Well, how they taught, how you doing, son? How you do it?
You see, I can't even do it justice. It's that great of an accent. But I noticed when I moved back to Memphis, most everybody around here does not have an accent anymore. And I'm like, what happened? What happened to the good southern accents? Then they've got some crazy place serving up something called barbecue tofu. Bunch of heresy, godless heretics. All right, Kay Ivey. So Kay Ivey's got this great TV commercial going after Joe Biden in only a way a southern female politician can go after Joe Biden. But then she turns around and she's talking about the immigration and the border issue, cut number 4.
I'm Kay Ivey. If Joe Biden keeps shipping illegal immigrants into our states, we're all going to have to learn Spanish. My message to Biden, no way, Jose. That's why I sent National Guard troops to protect the southern border. And that's why we banned sanctuary cities in Alabama. The left can try to counsel me, I don't care. But here in Alabama, we're going to enforce the law.
Well, look, that's a fair point. I remember living in Yonkers, New York, the first like 3 months of my life in New York City. I lived in Yonkers, which was just to the north of the city. Just outside the Bronx. And I realized pretty quickly that every sign in the neighborhood supermarket was in Spanish. Everything was in Spanish. I just moved to an area, a part of town where nobody spoke English. So I understand what Kay Ivey is saying here because I lived it. I saw it firsthand. And, you know, for a while, it's kind of like, oh, cool. You feel like you're living in some sort of a third world country. But then you realize, well, holy cow, I got to be able to buy groceries and I need to know what I'm buying. And if you don't speak Spanish, well, what are you going to do? There was actually a place in the neighborhood where they slaughtered chickens and goats. I don't know what that was all about. I never wanted to go in there and find out. I just, you know, that and you stay away from, you know, the mob hangouts. And otherwise, it was a fine existence. But all I'm trying to say is that Kay Ivey has a pretty darn good point here, and I don't know who is responsible for all of her campaign ads, but those people deserve a raise. All right, we're going to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
So the Washington Post has compiled their top 10 list of possible nominees for the presidency in 2024. And this is assuming that Joe Biden is actually going to run. And here are the here's their top 10 list. And I have a few thoughts about this. Number 10, coming in at number 10, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Yeah, I'm not, what is she, 32 now? I mean, maybe she wants to be the bartender over at the Oval Office. All right, that'd be pretty good. Number 9, Gavin Newsom. And so can you imagine anything more horrible than Gavin Newsom being president of the United States? Number 8, Cory Booker. Okay, wouldn't have to go very far for that. Number 7 is Sherrod Brown. That's kind of, haven't heard that name in a while. He's up for re-election in 2024 in Ohio. Number 6, and I'm shocked by this one. Maybe you people in North Carolina can help us out. Roy Cooper. He might be the one leading contender you hear the least about. This is the reporting of the Washington Post. It's partially due to his being a governor, partially just his style. If it's a just win baby type election, Democrats want a Biden style candidate. The North Carolinian checks a lot of boxes. He's a repeat winner in a tough state that Democrats would love to put on the map. Number 5 is Amy Klobuchar. I couldn't handle the laugh. I'm sorry. Number 4, Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas. Number 3, Kamala Harris. Now, this is interesting. Their number 3 choice is Kamala Harris. Number 2 is Mayor Pete. And, of course, number 1, their number 1 choice is Joe Biden. Now, a couple of things here. The idea that Pete Buttigieg just jumped over Kamala Harris. So you've got Pete Buttigieg on top of Kamala Harris. Well, no, politically speaking, come on. No, we're not going down that path. We'll leave that to Tucker Carlson. So you've got an identity politics war going on now. And so we've been asking for the longest time on this program. All right, let's just say you've got all these affinity groups within the Democrat Party, and you really have to appease all of these people, right? I mean, you can't just go out there and have another white guy in the White House. I mean, that's going to destroy the party. The progressives want to see a strong person of color. It's over for all you white guys, all you white liberals with your white guilt and your privilege. Yeah, you're done. You're done. Go work at Harvard, Yale, start a think tank, but you're done. So the issue now is, okay, if you're going to have a white guy, is there any way that you could still get a white guy in the Oval Office and still appease some of the affinity groups for the Democrat Party? And Mayor Pete does sort of kind of fit that vibe as a gay man, a gay married man who he and his husband miraculously gave birth in a hospital to twins, and, you know, have been spending quite a bit of time on maternity leave, chest feeding their children, as any parent would do. So you've got a lot of check marks there for the Democrats. And so using that analysis, you've got Kamala Harris. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but Kamala Harris, is she married to a black guy? No, I don't think so. So that could be problematic if you're playing the racial identity politics card. Kamala Harris does not have a child of her own. She has not given birth like Pete Buttigieg has. So Pete Buttigieg and Chasten have given birth. They've done something that Kamala Harris has not been able to do. Oh, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. So, I mean, when you factor in all those things, the Washington Post has concluded that Mayor Pete is actually the better choice for the identity politics crowd than Kamala D. Harris, the current VP. But I don't think Pete Buttigieg, or if you're French, Pete Buttigieg, I don't think that he's going to be the guy. And I don't think Kamala Harris is going to be the gal or the guy or however she identifies. ladies and gentlemen, the one name that I'm not seeing on this list, even as an honorable mention, is Michelle Obama. And there are a lot of rumblings up on Capitol Hill inside the Beltway that she could very well be the best shot the Democrats have. And that's why you're starting to see all these made-for-TV movies and the series about Michelle Obama. They want to soften the image, and that's what they're trying to do here. But again, it's a little early in the game, but I'm going to be very surprised if Mayor Pete is at the top of any ticket. I think he's at the bottom of the ticket. I mean, he could be a VP, but I don't think he's going to be in the number one slot. Let me put it like that. And I'll take it a step further. Do not discount Hillary Rodham Clinton, who's out there exercising and trying to prove to people that she can stand on her own two feet. And I mean that in the literal sense of the woman can't stand up. So we'll see how all this plays out. But the Washington Post, and by the way, these are the runners up, and I'll share these with you and see if any of these names ring a bell. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. I'm sure she's going to be a pick. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear. And all you folks in Georgia, Stacey Abrams. I mean, she's already president of Planet Earth and Star Trek, so I guess maybe that would be a step down. I don't know. Stacey Abrams. By the way, just a couple of years ago, and you people in Georgia have a question for you. Stacey Abrams, just a couple of years ago, was hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. And now she is a multimillionaire many times over. Anybody down there asking questions about that? Anybody asking questions about how in the world Stacey Abrams, who once bragged, remember early in her campaign for governor, she bragged about the fact that, like most Georgians, she was in debt up to her eyeballs. But I'm very curious to know exactly how she got those millions of dollars in the bank and how she was able to pay off all of that debt. How is that possible, Stacey Abrams, president of Planet Earth and Star Trek? Also, Mitch Landrieu, who's the former mayor of New Orleans, and Congressman Ro Khanna from California, all mentioned as possible runner-ups, but they don't mention the two that are on my list, and one of them being Hillary Rodham Clinton and the other being Michelle Obama. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Breaking news here, folks. Federal judge appointed by President Trump says you can burn those face diapers. No more mask mandates on airplanes or trains. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Just got a text message, one of our great listeners. Todd, we know who's running the country now. It's the Easter Bunny. The Easter Bunny is the one calling the shots at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. We've got all the video up, folks. Just absolutely unbelievable. Unbelievable. When you see that the White House staff sent an Easter Bunny out to stage an intervention with President Biden. Well, look, we've been talking a lot on this radio program about supporting programs, supporting films and artistic projects, entertainment projects that promote our value system. And there's a great new movie out called No Vacancy. It's actually based on a true story. And the star of this movie is a good friend of this radio program, Dean Kane, who is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Dean, good to have you back with us.
Todd, always a pleasure.
And congratulations on the new film called No Vacancy. It's got to be exciting. I know you guys put tons of work into it, and now it's time to promote it and talk about it. And sometimes that's actually harder work than actually doing the filming.
Agreed, except if you really like the movie, then it's not. And I love this movie, and I love the message of this film. It's the three, kind of the three main actors that you'll see in it, myself, Sean Young, and then T.C. Stallings. T.C. Stallings is brilliant in this film, and he plays a character named Cecil Johnson, who was drug addicted and ready to try to take his own life, and through a series of events, ends up at this men's center with the church that I'm the pastor of, and he has a complete turnaround of his life. This is a real story. So when you get something like that, it really has even a little more weight than if you had just sort of made up this story, because all the lives that Cecil touched and Pastor Cliff Lee, who I play, all the lives that he touches every day, we got to be there in the community, see it, smell it, taste it, and meet the people. So it was a really wonderful situation. Sean Young plays a reporter, a jaded reporter, who comes in there and sort of exposes the story to the world, and it makes a kind of it's a wonderful life kind of feeling at the end, which is one of my favorite movies of all time.
And we have links, folks, at the Live Show blog with all the information about the film. Dean, I'm wondering, what was the experience like for you getting in there and learning about? I mean, you're playing the pastor in this film. What was that process like for you, learning about the real life character?
It's wonderful when you get to like actually be with the person with whom you know who you're going to be portraying. It's fantastic. Now he's taller than me, you know, he's taller, better looking guy. He was wonderful. I tried to watch some of his mannerisms and the way he treats people, and it just gives you an extra take on the character. When you originally read it, you already have an idea as an actor what you want to do. But then I met Pastor Cliff Lee, and he's just such a sweet, gentle man, and he's not one of those people who will be preaching fire from the sermon, you know, a fiery sermon. He's a very, very compassionate, lovely, lovely man. And so I tried to use some of his humor and take that and sort of and put it into the character. Because he had a great sense of humor. You don't think of pastors all the time as having great senses of humor, but he really has a great sense of humor. Just a wonderful, loving, caring man. It was just a pleasure to meet him and sort of try to steal those little bits and pieces and put it into the character.
So the film, it's a one-night-only film, fathomevents.com, folks, and that's Monday, May 9th. That's when you'll be able to go to the theaters and watch this. Monday, May 9th. And, again, we have links to all of the show at toddstearns.com. You know, Dean, I've been meaning to ask you for a while now, because this film is coming out at really an important time in our culture, where a lot of moms and dads are waking up and they're realizing, wow, you know, we thought Disney had our backs here. We thought they were churning out content that was going to affirm the family and not divide the family. And it's going to be important for moms and dads to do their homework, and they need good, wholesome projects that they can actually direct their kids to.
Now, I agree wholeheartedly. As a parent of a now 21-year-old, you know, when I started doing kids' movies was when I had a kid, you know, and faith-based movies, when he started going to a Christian high school, or junior high school, and stuff like that. Immediately, those things become important to you as parents when you're trying to teach your children and teach them the values that you want them to have and what you hold important. Back in my day, I remember, you know, what shows we could watch and the way my parents taught me, and I certainly wasn't having to fight that in school. Well, the things you see today, I'm shocked. It didn't happen with my son's time, but this new sort of weird indoctrination that's going on, I'm not for it. And as a parent, you know, you do things like, you know, talk about sex to my kid in third grade, we're gonna have a problem. That stuff is not okay. So parents, you know, what I say is be involved. I was always involved. I knew every class he was taking. I knew every teacher by name. I knew everything that was going on. I was the playground monitor. I was there at lunchtimes. you know, just be, and I was fortunate. That was very luxurious, as a luxury for me able to be there. But I made that a top priority because there's nobody more important than your own kids. And, you know, I believe in parental rights and parents being able to guide their children. They're supposed to be. I mean, that's the way it's supposed to be. Anything other than that seems completely insane to me. Nobody should be telling your kids, you know, or keeping secrets from the parents and things like that. I mean, there are situations I get, but it's such an outlier when the parents are abusive and things like that. There's ways for that to be dealt with within the school. But what they're talking about now is, like, you know, taking away the parents' rights to educate their kids. And that stuff is insane. It's insane to me. And trying to indoctrinate them doesn't make any sense. So as parents, I say, pay great attention to what they're doing, what they're watching on TV, the kind of movies they're seeing, video games, the TikTok. You have to just watch all that stuff because it feels like there's evil out there always trying to penetrate your home. And when you have these devices, they're allowed to come right into your living room.
It's true.
Into the kid's bedroom, and it's terrifying.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend, great actor Dean Cain. You remember him from God's Not Dead, that great movie series, Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, and the brand new film coming out on May 9th. Folks, you'll be able to see that in movie theaters across the country. No vacancy. Dean, before we let you go, I've always been curious to know the answer to this question. I mean, you are a Hollywood star. And you had a lot on the line when you went out there and you talked about your faith, you talked about your politics. Was that a difficult decision for you to do? Because a lot of others in that same position, being a top star, would probably not want to do something like that.
Well, you know, there are sort of rules to go by. And back in the day, you know, you had your publicist and everybody was talking about what image you should put out there and all that stuff. I tossed that stuff, you know, a couple of decades ago, because it felt really weird to me. It felt very strange to have people telling you what you could talk about and what you should say. And, you know, I remember when I first started, you know, I was 25 years old, 26 years old when I started playing Superman. And I remember them saying, you know, to me, okay, you have to pick a charity. And so I'm like, well, I have to do what? You know, nothing ever was just natural. It just didn't happen naturally until I took over, you know, my own career and decided to make those decisions for myself. When I realized that I had opinion and my opinion meant something to me. Maybe it was when I became a parent. Maybe that's when, you know, things all become real to you because you really care about somebody more than yourself in the future. So it's not what anybody would advise me to do, to say these things or do these things or to become a police officer, which I've done as well. A lot of things that people just go, no, don't do that. That's the worst thing to do. But they all feel right to me. So I believe, and, you know, to thine own self be true. And so I have to do that. And I sleep like a baby every night as a result.
Well, that's awesome. That's a great word, and especially a word of encouragement. We have a lot of students at Liberty University that are in the film program there. And, you know, they're turning out some incredible projects. And it's always great for them to be encouraged when they know, you know what, you can be a person of faith, you can be a conservative, and you can be a star in Hollywood.
100%. I mean, you look at guys, I mean, people seldom make this connection. Denzel Washington talks about God all the time and his faith and where, how it's given him strength and his humility. He's my favorite actor of all time. You know, Chris Pratt talks about his faith and things like that. And I think that's wonderful. And if more and more people are doing that, it's fantastic. You know, everything doesn't have to be about your faith. You don't have to shove it down anybody's throat or preach to them, but be true to yourself. And if you live life that way, I think, like I said, I sleep like a baby, and I'm sure those two guys do as well.
Well, look, Dean, we're going to leave it there. I appreciate you spending some time with us. Congratulations on the new film. We're going to look forward to promoting this, and we'll be in the audience on May 9th.
It's an honor, Todd. Thank you so much, sir.
All right, Dean Cain, everybody. The movie No Vacancy. And it's a true story based on something that happened, an event that happened at the First Baptist Church in Leesburg, Florida, a beautiful story. And we want you to check that out. You know, we had Robert Jeffers on the show last week, and Pastor Jeffers told us a similar story about how a reporter, I believe she was with Slate Magazine, had been showing up at First Baptist Church in Dallas and getting ready to write some sort of an idol. Usually they're attack pieces on the church. And she came away with a completely different impression of Pastor Jeffers and the work that the Christians at First Baptist Church in Dallas were doing. And that's really, honestly, that's the best remedy, is to get these godless reporters into the church house and so they can see what's really going on. And you never know, sometimes they might come out with a different opinion. All right, look, we're going to take a quick break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I've got to tell you guys about our good friends over at Patriot Mobile. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And man, they love providing great deals and discounts for our audience. Patriot Mobile, patriotmobile.com/starns. That's Patriot Mobile. I'm sorry, patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. You can call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. You say, Todd, what can I expect when I call? Are they going to strong arm me? No, they will not. They're just there to answer questions for you. As a matter of fact, their customer service team is based in Texas, so you know they're good people. They've got some great plans to fit any budget, great discounts if you are a veteran or first responder. And get this, use my promo code. They're going to give you free activation and a free gift. That promo code, my first name, very simple, Todd. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. We'll be right back, America.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
All right, got a story out of Austin, Texas. What's the slogan of Austin? It's something about really weird people or something. It's a bizarre slogan. It's a weird town. They take pride in that. That's their slogan. Keep Austin weird. So they strive for weirdness. It's bizarre. So anyway, maybe this story is not all that surprising, but it is weird. This is from Gullett Elementary School in Austin, Texas. A parent dressed up in an Easter bunny costume on Thursday, and handed out plastic eggs to the little boys and girls. Now, I have to tell you, I think that's a pretty noble thing. You know, back when I was growing up at Hope Sullivan Elementary School in South Haven, Mississippi, I remember when parents, moms would show up and they would bring treats for the class. It would be homemade cookies or the delicious Rice Krispie treats. There was always something delicious. And that was the time when the Gideons would be welcomed into the school and they would give all of us, you know, godless heathen urchin children a little copy of the Bible, with the intent of making sure that we were not godless heathen urchin children. And I do seem to remember a day when the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus would show up and would greet all of us at Hope Sullivan Elementary School. But I can assure you, the Easter Bunny at Hope Sullivan Elementary School did not do something that, quite frankly, is offensive and could be illegal. Because it turns out the Easter Bunny that visited the children at Gullett Elementary School, when he was handing out those little plastic eggs, and the children, they opened up those little green and purple and yellow eggs. Do you know what they found inside of the plastic eggs, ladies and gentlemen? No, not candy. No, not even the little Hershey's. Not even the little kisses. No, definitely not the small. No, it wasn't the Reese's peanut butter cups. No, there were condoms. Condoms, ladies and gentlemen, condoms, condoms. According to television station KIRO, and we've got the story up on our website, the parent was passing around plastic eggs filled with unopened condoms. So I guess if you're looking for, I don't know, a glimmer of good news, if you're looking for a silver lining, I guess that's it. The school district says they told the parent to stop. He did not have permission. The parent was asked to leave school grounds. So then the parent in the bunny costume moved to a public sidewalk and continued to hand out the condom-filled eggs. I do like the Cadbury eggs. Those are very tasty. A spokesperson for the Austin Independent School District was very upset. Quote, it was an incredibly careless and inappropriate action of a parent. In a letter to parents, the school principal, Tammy Thompson, said the school had not sanctioned the parents' actions. Could you imagine the phone calls they were getting? No, Mrs. Smith. No, Mrs. Smith. We were not trying to make some sort of a sex or gender statement. No, Mrs. Smith. We had no idea. Can I just ask a, maybe it's a stupid question here, but where were the school resource officers? I mean, are they just going to let anybody wander into the class with a wearing a bunny costume? The principal's letter to the parents spoke about the inappropriate nature of the activities of the parent. The school district and the police department are now trying to investigate. I'm not sure what there is to investigate. There was a bunny, a grown man in a bunny costume, passing out condoms at an elementary school. Who does that? Even by Austin's weird standards, it caused great concerns among parents. Nathan Jensen wrote, a parent showed up at my kid's elementary school dressed as an Easter bunny during pickup. He handed out eggs, mostly filled with candy, some with unopened condoms. Not sure this is the Austin weird I signed up for. Sir, I completely understand. Guarantee you that that parent, whoever he is, or she, we're just assuming it's a he, but it could be a she, probably one of those freaks that eats the chocolate bunnies from the butt first. All right, folks, that's it for today. ToddStearns.com. Check it out. All sorts of great content there. Hey, the newsletter coming out in just a matter of moments. We'll have more on Bunnygate up at the White House. That's on the newsletter. Folks, get out there. Be good, America.